I'm standing with Fiona Kearney. I am in Pen and Pixel. It is probably the oddest, most refreshing, amazing art exhibition I've been at. Fiona, I've just come out of a room brimmed with herbs and spices. It is a part of the exhibition. It's also one of the most unusual sensory experiences I've ever had in my life. And I'm a gardener. What's going on in Pen and Pixel in its entirety? What's it all about?
Well, Pen and Pixel started as a showcase for the students' work from the Creative Multimedia degree.
These are, students from Tipperary Institute.
Tipperary Institute, yep, our Clonmel campus at the college. So we do a lot of varied things like video and programming, and those things don't really go together. So in making the exhibition, we thought we'll take everything we can possibly think of and mash it all together and somehow make everything work. So we decided we'd make some immersive spaces. So we had like the Asian Spice Market. Below, we have rooms with light boxes of images and kind of whispering voices telling stories. So it's almost as if the people are talking to each other when you're out of the room, which happens a lot in the college anyway. Then, of course, all our photography then is up around the walls. You couldn't mix it into categories. Just the students here take everything as inspiration. So you can find everything and anything on the walls, which is really refreshing. We have loads of things. There's a million and one things in the exhibition. It took a good 4 or 5 months to organise, and we're just really happy with the way everything has turned out so far.
And how long is the exhibition run for, and is it open to the general public?
Yep, the exhibition will be open to the general public. It'll run until this time next year. So you can just drop into the college any time and see it. We won't be touching anything. Everything will be staying until next year.
You want to come see it, just drop on by, take a look around?
Yep, just drop on to the Clonmel campus.
And if people want to find out more online, they can do so?
Yeah, it's penandpixel.ie, or you can follow us on Twitter or Facebook as well.
I've just come into a room called Chatterboxes. It's part of the Pen and Pixel art gig that's going on by the students at Tipperary Institute. There's pictures on the walls, eyes, faces, looking at me different ways. You know, there's pictures that follow you around the room no matter which way you leave and walk. It's quite eerie and quite unusual and quite surreal to come from a room filled with spices, come to a room filled with voices. I'm standing with the brains behind this exhibition.
My name is Shaquille, so I'm the final year student of multimedia.
Who came up with this eerie? Is it eerie? Is that a fair description?
It's just a thing just randomly come up in our mind, and we put the name of the Chatterbox.
It's brilliant, but it's I wouldn't like to sleep here with that going in the background. And
the brain behind the Chatterbox was the Colin Duggan. Yeah, so he come up with the idea of the he pick up the name. And he suggests that we should call it the Chatterbox. So it's all the pictures to taken by the Tipperary Institute students. Mm. So we just come up the idea with just to light them, and then you can see the lights behind them, and it's kind of more bright and more visual kind of things. Yeah. And then we just come up with the idea just to make the room dark. And just have the sound with the people's whispering, and as you can see, the whispering behind our.
I did a video with this, and I don't know whether it's actually done it justice. I think it's a bit. It reminds me very much, although extremely different. It reminds me of seeing spices. I think you got to be there.
It's the same. The idea is like the things ones that. Yeah, you smell the spices, and then there is a voice behind there, and who's very compelling. So these are just the pictures, and then this the sound behind that pictures that where you got struck then.
My name is Singh. I am from India. I am a student in Tipperary Institute, Clonmel campus, in Creative Multimedia in third year. Actually, my idea was like to do something different in this year, because people are here who are from different countries, from different cultures, and they are studying here. Actually, that was my idea, that people, when they walk in this room, they feel a different smells and they try to recognize them. Because I know few people from this institute as well, they just like Indian spices and Indian foods. So I just invited them in this room and they just try to recognize what are the spices I have. Few of them, just from the smell, they told me the name of the few spices, what are they.
Yeah.
The spices, the smell were that too much strong, like. And then I show them, and two, three people were just, they are used to with Indian foods, they like Indian foods, they are Irish, like. And they told me most of the name of the most of the spices, what are they, by the touch or by the smell, like. So I loved that idea, like, I had a chance to share with the people about my culture, about my food or something like that, you know.
Yeah, but I don't really have that much of a story with this photo, to be honest. You know?
You're okay. And one of the students who's actually holding two awards in her hand for her photography is a lady called Berit. Berit, how are you?
I'm very good, thank you. I'm very delighted winning two awards today.
What makes an award-winning photograph?
Could say it's probably loads of practicing, and you have to really love what you do. And I have a big connection with sci-fi robots, to be honest, and I really like robots, and I normally I put the robots into loads of my photographs. And
how can people see more of your work?
I have a website, it's beritalits.com, it's beritalits.com.
And all of your photographs will be there if people want to take a look and find out a little bit more about you?
Yes, all of them are there. There's portraits, wedding photos, more of my toy and abstract photos.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay.